Silas retired from the soil, traded his plow for a seat on the board. School governor now, with a twinkle and a coil of unspoken thoughts, a life keenly explored. The fields are all quiet, the harvest long done, but the land taught him lessons beneath the harsh sun. He walks through the gates, tweed jacket pulled tight, a Purdy on his shoulder, a familiar old friend. Not for show, not for malice, nor a desperate fight, just a tool of his trade, right up to the end. He's seen fox and hare fall, the cycle unfold, a story in blood, both bitter and bold. He'll talk of the budget, the leaking school roof, then mention the fox that got into the coop, with a calm in his eyes and a practical proof of nature's cold order, a whisper, a swoop. Life and death balanced a delicate scale, he understands that beyond any pale. The children, they stare with innocent wonder at the man with the gun by the notice board wall. He'll offer a nod, not asking for thunder, just a quiet assurance, standing sturdy and tall. He's dealt with the varmints, the pests and the blight, and the farm, it had taught him to face every night. Some whisper and fidget, some look away fast, but Silas just smiles, his gaze steady and deep. The lessons he learned, they were meant now to last. In the world of the young, secrets they keep. He knows what is needed when chaos takes hold, a firm guiding hand, a story untold. He'll talk of the budget, the leaking school roof, then mention the fox that got into the coop, with a calm in his eyes and a practical proof of nature's cold order, a whisper, a swoop. Life and death balanced a delicate scale, he understands that beyond any pale. The same as before, just Silas the father.